Another grand city of the Middle East is apparently the place to go for Oriental antiques. The shops of Istanbul are like treasure troves in the midst of the global economic crisis. At least, that's what we hear from a recent visitor, the world's savvy shopper, Aaron Schachter.
Abdullah Antiques is packed with the kinds of things you'd expect to see in a Baroque European palace. Massive chandeliers, over-the-top ornate mirrors, and streetlight-sized floor lamps. The place is dark when I walk in. Keeping the lights off saves money. It doesn't really matter much anyway, since there are no customers. Abdullah, who owns the shop, says the quality of his items is amazing, but the quantity of customers is dismal. Just a few years ago, he'd buy something in the morning and sell it by closing time. Most shops in Çukurcuma, Istanbul's antiques neighborhood, are feeling the crunch as well. Places like Sinan Diverens. It specializes in 1970s retro and art deco from the 30s. This is a Philips Commander Luxus, a German stereo with cassette player, radio, turntable, and mixing board. State of the art, circa 1973. This baby would have sold last year for $1,500. Now it's listed at $1,100. But Devrin says he'd let it go for $9, a 40% markdown.
Öncelikle beğeniniz için teşekkür ederim. Şimdi tabii ki bu yaptığımız işte.
Devrin says there are just enough buyers even now to stay in business, though he admits it helps that he also fixes appliances. Another shopkeeper in the area who sells fine china says she's barely hanging on. One month this spring, she sold exactly one piece for about $160. Luckily, she owns the building, so doesn't have to pay rent. But in one store, the faltering economy has actually been a boon. Christopher Hall runs Hall Istanbul, an upscale furniture and interior design company.
It seems, for interior design at least, that I'm getting more work. And I think the reason is that people are sitting at home more. I mean, they have time all of a sudden now, maybe because they're entertaining more at home. But I've spoken to some architect and interior design friends of mine, and they're all saying the same thing.
Wealthier people aren't just staying home, they're buying homes. Because of the downturn, the price of real estate in Istanbul has dipped just enough to make investing in a second home possible, and people need to outfit their new pads. But the fact is, for most businesses here, times are tough. There used to be a safety net of sorts. Advertising agencies and film studios in need of authentic decor and props. But times are hard in the fantasy biz, too. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter, Istanbul.